I will turn it back over to George for his opening remarks.
Okay, so yes, I'm going to take about 10 minutes to give you my annual chair's address. I'm going to start off with the topic of swine health. As always, it's one of the more important issues that we deal with. And as you all know, for quite a few years now, we've been at war against the virus PED. And of late, we've been doing very well. There are a total of 3 cases in 2020, and all have achieved presumptive negative status at this point. But we encourage, we continue to encourage and maintain high levels of biosecurity in the province, which involves many players, assembly yards, processors, veterinarians, the CBO, Manitoba Pork Council staff, transporters, and most importantly, producers. It has also been very helpful that we conduct a high surveillance project at our assembly yards in the province. But it's important to note that even though we apparently have 0 cases right now, there are still many PED cases on the continent, and we have to remain vigilant. We have a great advantage in Manitoba geographically, and we definitely always need to protect our borders. Continuing on the subject of swine health, we continue to be on guard against FADs entering our country, with, of course, the one most feared on the planet right now in regards to swine production, ASFs, African swine fever. And Manitoba Pork is engaged with several working groups provincially and federally to have a plan in place. This does occur. We are working to outline a plan with Manitoba CEO to provide critical information to producers in case an FAD outbreak occurs. This would include a website for general responses, daily town hall for Manitoba pork sector stakeholders, and direct producer updates. There will be a well-staffed call center, the Emergency Operations Center. As well, Manitoba Pork is investigating the on-site carcass burial potential that there might be in Manitoba. Right now, there is an African swine fever national surveillance program for early detection. But according to the Auditor General of Manitoba, a recently report released in January of this year from the department, it states that the Department of Ag and Resource Development is unprepared for an animal health emergency. So Manitoba Pork Council has been requested to be engaged with the development of an action plan. So we need to continue working on our ASF preparedness. As I've said before, we need to plan for the worst and yet hope for the best. The next issue I wanted to discuss this morning is the Canada Pig Price Coalition. Lately, though, the focus has been more on the Western pig pricing group. And myself and the general manager of Manitoba Pork, we've been meeting regularly with other chairs and GMs in an attempt to get a new hog pricing formula in place for independent producers. And we have invited the Western Hog Exchange and HAMS marketing members to join our coalition. I shouldn't say members, they're presidents. And we are also encouraging related businesses like veterinarians, feed companies, and transporters to take up the cause, because a good business helps everyone. The processors did a great deal to keep the plants running the best they could this past year during COVID, but nonetheless, pricing reforms are necessary. Most people I speak to favor the Quebec pricing model, where cutout values directly influence the price producers receive. Anecdotally, some people state that Quebec producers have a $30 head price advantage over other producers in the rest of the country. Recently, prices have gained a lot of strength, although producer profitability didn't rise at the same rate because of offsetting extremely high feed prices. But one of the problems in the past, though, has been that our attempt to change the pricing system has been driven by emotion. So let's not stop our quest for pricing reforms just because prices have risen. A bad pricing system remains exactly that, regardless of how high prices are. It's a system that's broken and needs to be fixed. In regards to public relations, we continue to give generously to charitable organizations in the province. And recently, Manitoba Pork, along with the Hams Marketing Co-op, made a combined donation of $10,000 worth of product and financial support to Harvest Manitoba. And that included 1 ton of breakfast sausage and ground pork. Normally, a presentation like this takes place at our annual banquet so that, you know, we are recognized for our charitable efforts. But of course, that's not happening this year. But nonetheless, Manitoba Pork is proud to make a meaningful social impact by supporting sustainable food security. In a short period of time, we will have the auditor's report on our 2020 finances. I'm just going to make a few general comments right now. We're in good shape following the year 2020. We ended up that year in about $680,000 in the black. And that was mainly due to an increase in income from increased animals marketed, as well as improved collections. We also had fewer expenses this year with less travel, less meetings, of course, including the AGM, all due to COVID. But I'm sure you would all agree with me that we gladly spend the money to have our AGM if we were in normal times. At this point, I'd like to thank the staff for their efforts this past year. In December, we saw the departure of communications coordinator Sandy Ellis. She was replaced by Joy Dearborn. So we wish Sandy the best in the future and welcome Joey. But of course, the main change on the staff was the departure of our general manager, Andrew Dixon, which took place on January 29th of this year. We wish him well in the future and sincerely thank him for his services. He saw us through many challenges, be they disease pressures, the moratorium on a hog barn expansion, or trade issues across North America and the world. He was an innovator and stressed the need for community involvement, be it helping the less fortunate, being active members in the Manitoba Chamber of Commerce, or sponsoring food service and meat cutting programs at Red River and Assiniboia Colleges. On January 27th, the board of directors had a Zoom farewell meeting with Andrew, where we made a presentation to him of a soapstone carving and an Air Canada travel voucher. So with Andrew's departure, there needed to be a search for a new general manager, and the executive was the committee in charge of that, which included myself, Scott Peters, Rick Bergman, and Rick Bruget, and we were assisted by the People's First Company, who gave us a great deal of assistance in this executive search. And we started that search back in July of last year, and we had in the neighborhood of 15 applicants, so we had a very good pool to select from. Of those 15, we had interviews with five of them, and of those five, we had a second interview with two of them. And I have no doubt in my mind that we selected the best candidate for the job, Cam Dahl, and I know that he's going to do great things for Manitoba Pork in the future. His start date was February 22nd of this year. So Cam, and welcome to your first Manitoba Pork AGM.
I appreciate that.